Government has been charged to be proactive in curbing child exploitation by providing resources for comprehensive implementation of the free compulsory universal basic education. The head of programs of International Needs Ghana, Cromwell Awade, stated this at a national stakeholders meeting on commercial sexual exploitation of children in Accra. Mr. Awade said there is endemic exploitation of children and the vulnerable who are forced into prostitution, child labor, arranged marriages and pornography. Nana Maumari and Abubakar Osman have filed this report.
Commercial sexual exploitation, one of the worst forms of child abuse, has been a challenge in our society for a while. To curb this menace, International Needs Ghana, an NGO, has taken up the task to sensitize the public to the issue by implementing two projects to protect children from various abuses. It is also aiming at contributing to the elimination of child abuse in the country. Head of Programs for International Needs Ghana, Cromwell Awade, said societal pressure on the abused child and parents who wish to report these cases is a major challenge. He advised the public to expose perpetrators of such practices.
Commercial sexual exploitation is an abuse of the rights of the child. It puts children at risk. Children are pushed into prostitution, pornography, forced marriages. And what we are doing is to raise awareness in the communities where these practices are going on and provide counseling services for them, after which they are enrolled into a vocation of their choice. When we try to prosecute these cases, we always run into difficulty. Societal pressure on the child, parents who want to push for the reporting of these cases. It is the responsibility of the state to protect the child, provide for the child. The least the state can do is to enforce and implement its own policies and programs, provide the resources for social welfare and other institutions to deal with vulnerable children so that the nation can move on. It's about time society comes to realize that a child who is raped, who is defiled, suffers long-lasting psychological trauma. These same children we are breeding and we are not supporting and protecting are what we claim the future leaders. And then our institutions and the systems that we run must also be child-friendly so that when a child is defiled, a child is raped, the child can assess the system and stay through to prosecute the case, to support the prosecution of the case.
The three-year project aims at improving deprived communities through development and human rights initiatives. It also hopes to resensitize and educate the public by paying particular attention to sex and reproductive health.
Nana Maumari and Abubakar Osman's reports.